This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Is the release of the NFL schedule a big deal to you? 877-881-1053, Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Or you can hit us up on the Twitch, on the YouTube. And I apologize in Gridiron. I forgot to mention that the Raiders not only gave a tryout to Jalen Smith, after that tryout, they signed him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He last played in 2023. Of course, you remember, second round pick of the Dallas Cowboys. The Raiders signed
him. How things go?
Not great. He got waived by the Giants, who aren't good, and we paid him a lot of money and then still waived him or moved on from him. So.
Dude, there was one good season.
Yeah, and he got paid off of that.
Yep. There was he overcame everything, and the story was very good.
So we'll get back around to the stars in just a minute, but I wanted to know, is this a big deal for you guys? There's a movie, and if I get the name right, I apologize. I think it's called Big Fan with Patton Oswalt, and it kind of talks about how like some people schedule like the release of the schedule and they're ready to break it down. And he was making notes and getting nervous about calling into sports radio and everything like that. And so
he's wearing a shirt that says Dallas sucks.
Well, yeah, because he was a Giants fan, I believe. Yeah. And so I wanted to know for people, like, is Wednesday night a really big deal? I'm led to believe it's a big deal because on, was it the Today Show or Good Morning America, that they announced that the opening game of the season would be Dallas, the Cowboys, going on the road to play the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. And so they decided that this was a big enough deal to make that announcement that'll be on NBC and Peacock September 4th, Thursday in Philadelphia. They decided it was this big enough of a deal to make that announcement. So I wanted to know for people listening, how big is Wednesday night for you? Do you like, hey, I need to make sure I'm by the TV, or I need to make sure I'm monitoring Twitter all day to get all the latest updates?
I do. I love.
We're listening to us.
The team's creative ways to release their schedules.
Okay, like the videos and everything.
Yeah. Last year, Kevin, I sat there. Okay, Alec, you know how when you play a song for somebody and they aren't responding the way you want them to, and you want to punch them for not responding the way you want them to?
Yeah. Oh, I feel like that's about me.
Last year, I played the Josh Allen Buffalo Bills schedule release, which I thought was hilarious. It was very Parks and Rec-y, and Kevin sat there just going, And I was like, you son of a mother. And so I was furious with him. So, yes, Kevin, I enjoy the creative parts. One year the Cowboys did ASMR as they were doing it. I know Justin Herbert was involved with theirs last year. And not all of them are hits.
Yeah.
Not all of them are hits, but I do like that they put that kind of effort and creativity into the schedule release.
I think it was maybe the Titans one who did like a man on the street bit where they showed the logo to announce the games, and they're like, which team do we play then? And they're like, is it the Lightning Bolts?
Yes.
And I was like, it's the Chargers. And I thought that was really, really fun.
So that's something I do look forward to.
Okay.
As far as the schedule, we play the game every year where we sit down and I guarantee they're going to go 17-0.
Yeah. We'll probably do that the next day. Stick around for Thursday.
with the Cowboys, with this information that they're playing opening Thursday night, did you feel like the NFL kind of burned one of their cards too early?
I think the NFL dropped the ball on that.
Why would you ever want... That people are watching the first Thursday night game no matter what.
Because it's the first real football that you've gotten in 7 months.
But Eagles, they wanted to get the Super Bowl champion on the game.
Yep.
And they said, what is the biggest draw? Obviously, it's Cowboys. No disputing.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, Kyle Brandt had the rant. The Cowboys answered by trading for George Pickens because they were like, we'll show you, Kyle Brandt. The Cowboys have been kind of boring. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I actually like that they've been kind of boring. Yeah. I like their offseason. So maybe it was another way to kind of get the juices going back again and get the Cowboys right in people's faces immediately. But it does feel like you put the Cowboys on a game, you're getting instant ratings.
I agree.
But they didn't need to for the first game of the season.
Now, this is interesting from the... 817, yes, this is when I can start to plan which game I'm going to go to and who I'm going to go with. And it'll be a big deal until I'm not doing that anymore. Another person texted in and said that the schedule release to them is a bigger deal than the NFL draft. And that's why I kind of wanted to chat about it just a little bit, because I know it's a big deal. And I'll admit, probably on Thursday. Well, I remember they used to do the schedule release on Thursday night and we would have some fun that night. Because the Rangers will always be off or playing a day game. And we would do like that segment that you mentioned that very night. Alec, is schedule release day a big day to you?
It's intriguing, but it's not really a big day. I'm in it for the social bits like y'all talked about.
Okay.
Like, I'm seriously, I'm wondering, and I started thinking about it last night once you started to see the rumors coming up. I'm like, what celebrity is going to be in the Cowboys video?
Right.
Like, I just want to know, because we got the great Post Malone one a couple years ago. Like, every team has their different bit. I love the Man on the Street one that y'all talked about. That one was hilarious. I'm just in it for the fun, because I'm going to go to these games either way. Doesn't really matter to me, but, you know, I guess I do get a little bit excited because it's like, okay, we're that much closer.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm a football fiend. Like, I watch more than I should, and it's unhealthy. It's a toxic relationship, but, you know, I wouldn't say that I get hyped about it.
And from the 817, I get excited. This is another person, so I can plan a trip to the game. I remember when I was younger, I would get so excited about the release of the Rangers schedule every year because I wanted to see if they would be playing a home game on my birthday. Like, I didn't care as much.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
About opening day, as obviously I do now, but I was like, hey, I got a home game on my birthday. Can I have my birthday party at the Rangers game? And so I'm
That's what Jared would do.
Yeah,
he would
absolutely.
See if Juan Gonzalez was going to hit a home run on his birthday.
Yes.
That was his hope.
Yes.
And I'm the same way. Mine's July 1st. So I know that there's going to be a series around that time because they do the fireworks show for July 4th. So usually they have a series on around July 1st.
Yeah. And so...
So if it's around your birthday, I totally get that.
From the 214, y'all are dead wrong. The rating will be even more through the roof because it's the Cowboys. So I don't dispute that. I think here's the issue that I have. So like, let's say, I don't know, 31 million people were going to watch the season opener. And now it bumps up to
45.
If it jumps up to 45, then that was clearly the right decision. But if it jumps up to, like, let's say 33 or 34. So you bump up like 2 or 3 million people. How much would you have gained on another Cowboys game that was in a different spot? Like, if you would have had that Sunday night game, mm-hmm. would that have jumped up an extra 5 to 6 million? And that's where I think the difference is. I think you would have jumped up more by having them in a different game than on Thursday night. But I do agree that this will be the highest rated season opening game.
Yeah, and I'm also, and we were just kind of discussing the fragmentation of the NFL. Doesn't that put more power if they start the season with big bang ratings?
Yes.
And then they're like, look, we can charge whatever we want to you, to any advertisers. And like, all, it helps everybody whenever you show first game ratings were amazing.
And what did you see last year over year, for streaming exclusive playoff games, for the Netflix games? They were huge hits. So people have figured it out. They're like, I might not like it, but I got it. I know where to go, whether it's linear TV or streaming. And so, yeah, whatever you want to charge, you're commercial proof in terms of people fast forwarding. What do you think the line is for this game?
I already know. So
okay, Alec.
Ask Alec.
What do you think is the point spread for Cowboys-Eagles NFL kickoff game?
You got the defending champions, so they got to be favored. I'd say...
Are they?
I'd say they're favored by... I hate it, but I think they're favored by a touchdown.
Cowboys are actually favored by 3. No, I'm just kidding.
He's lying.
I'm just kidding.
I was about to say,
no, that would make no sense. No, you're right. The Philadelphia Eagles are favored in the early projections by 7 points with an over-under of 46.5. So the approximation of about Philly, 27-20.
They look like they're the better team. I mean, they just won the Super Bowl for one. They brought back a majority of their big key contributors for that. They continue to add. They're a good team, and the Cowboys have some work to do to get back up to that level. Obviously, it is Philadelphia, and the Cowboys seem to play at a higher level whenever they're playing against them, but that's going to be an interesting game for sure.
All right, from the 9-0-1, the issue now is that the Cowboys will start the season 0-1. So let's talk a little bit more about that game. I hear what you're saying. The point spread indicates that you're definitely right about that. But how fast will we go from 0 to ridiculous hysteria if they win the game? Look, all teams, people try to pretend like it's only the Cowboys that overrate their own team. Nonsense. Every team in the history of sports has had fans that have overrated them on a year-to-year basis. But it usually takes just a second for some Cowboys fans. If they went into Philadelphia, like both teams, full strength, one on the road against the defending Super Bowl champion, it would take that night before people are like, now's the time.
No.
We did it.
No.
American Pope, Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
My heart is going to do that. All right?
But your brain.
My brain is going to tell me what I know a bunch of fan texters are going to say. And that is, you got to make it through a full season. Or...
Eagles aren't really that good.
Yeah, but wait until they get into the playoffs. Oh, the Eagles aren't that good. No, that I'll never fight that one. Dude, they're in the NFL. Teams are better than you think. But it doesn't matter until the playoffs. That line is the one that people are going to keep up the most. And the Cowboys, absolutely, Kevin, I don't know if you know, but over the last 25 years, they haven't been exceptional when it comes to their success at being that great along with other teams.
You know, now we're up to 30.
Oh my gosh. So
30 years.
But it'll be exciting if it was. Yeah. If they did beat them, for sure. I think the thing that I get more excited, aside from the release creativity, I like looking at the opponents and then looking at their rosters to see what we could be up against. You know, who do we get to play this year? What quarterbacks do I get to play? Is there an exciting player that I'm looking forward to?
You're going
to
get a huge kick out of this, Corey, because we have talked about this multiple times today. Have you seen the release schedule for the NFL schedule before the actual show? So they have the show at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, and that's when you get to find out the whole schedule except for this. It was the Today Show this morning where they did Cowboys-Eagles. Today, they'll also do a release for Fox. They'll also do selective game or games release for Prime Video. Tomorrow on Good Morning America will be ESPN. And also tomorrow on Good Morning Football on the NFL Network will be the international games. Then on Wednesday, the day the schedule's coming out, they're going to be on CBS Mornings to do an announcement, as well as announcements on Netflix. So when you talked about
that is the grand tour,
the partners and why they pay all this money, because the NFL is also like, hey, we're going to do this as well. And then just remember, they were in the Oval Office like a week ago to announce the NFL draft. Yeah. So they know how to get the bang for their buck for their support.
It's all about your PR tour. I mean, Kevin, who taught us that? The movies, Hollywood. Like they do a movie, they go on their PR tour.
Yes.
And, you know, they do all those things, and that's exactly what the NFL is now doing. That's smart on their part.
Yeah, yeah.
Jerry said he wanted to make the NFL a year-round thing. You know, he wanted it to be a year-round interest in people to be intrigued every day, a soap opera essentially, and they have successfully put themselves in every single conversation. Almost every single conversation revolves around the NFL now.
Oh, you're right.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.